From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
One of my problems, you know, I don't get no respect. No respect at all. Every time I get in an elevator, the operator says the same thing to me. Basement?
Senator, frankly, you have a record in the Senate that's not very distinguished. You've missed 33 out of 36 meetings of the Judiciary Committee, almost 70% of the meetings of the Intelligence Committee. You've missed a lot of key votes on tax policy, on energy, on Medicare reform. Your hometown newspaper has taken to calling you Senator Gone.
Vice President and President like to talk about their experience on the campaign trail. Millions of people have lost their jobs. Millions have fallen into poverty. If family incomes are down, while the cost of everything is going up. Medical costs up the highest they've ever been over the last 4 years. We have this mess in Iraq. Mr. Vice President, I don't think the country can take four more years of this kind of experience.
On page 64 of your report, you say that the survey group has not found evidence that Saddam Hussein possessed weapons of mass destruction stocks prior to the war. Is that correct?
That's correct.
What you're telling us in addition to that today is that in addition to having no WMD stocks before the war, for the reasons you gave, Saddam chose not to have those weapons. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Those are stunning statements.
He retained the knowledge, the materials, the means, and the intent to produce weapons of mass destruction. And he could have passed that knowledge on to our terrorist enemies.
The President of the United States and the Vice President of the United States may well be the last two people on the planet who won't face the truth about Iraq. Mr. President, the American people deserve more than spin about this war.
This election is completely invalid, inhuman, and there is an insult to the whole democratic nation of the world.